Blog Talk Radio.
The following program contains material which may be considered offensive to some listeners and outright disturbing to others. The views, opinions, positions, or strategies expressed in this program are solely the thought property of Art Underground, who accepts no liability for the content of this program or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided. This program will contain strong language, pervasive writing, thematic elements, mild perpitude, and general insanity. Listening to the program may or may not induce and or cause headaches, migraines, difficulty breathing, bleeding of the nose, mild antisocial personality disorder, failing faith in humanity syndrome, temporary blindness, sudden panic attacks, confusion, rapid pulse, dizziness, hissy fits, loss of appetite, and may even induce fits of rage. And while listener discretion is advised, the host is apathetic, unconcerned, and uninterested with any of the above problems that you may experience. We simply could not give less of a shit if we tried to. Enjoy!
There's a storm coming. Are you ready? Are you prepared? You damn well better be. This storm here, she ain't nothing like you've ever seen before. So grab hold of your bootstraps and hold on tight. This is gonna be one bumpy damn ride.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. This is American Renegade. I'm your host, Art Underground. It is June 2nd, 2020, and protests continue across the United States. And as I watch the Atlanta feed. I believe, yeah, this is the Atlanta. Wait a minute, no? Yeah, this is the Atlanta feed. The National Guard presence is just wow. Unless what I'm seeing is Santa Monica. And let me see if I can... I need to mute this particular feed here. And there's no audio coming from there. I swear what I'm looking at is... What Suzette and I were talking about, I believe last night, when she called in, when I asked her to verify my memory of the events that I was watching unfolding in Santa Monica, where the Ferris wheel and that road, that street there, leads directly down to the Santa Monica Pier. And I swear that's what I'm looking at right here. And if I'm correct, and this is indeed Santa Monica, and that is the exact same spot that we were looking at with response to, or with respect to the part of Santa Monica that we were talking about, the police, and if that ain't the National Guard, it damn well ought to be. The presence is just overwhelming, where, but then again, after last night, after I dropped off, after we ended the broadcast last night, I continued to follow the live feeds around the country. And I watched in L.A. L.A. 3 high-speed pursuits, all happening at the exact same time. And one was a white SUV, the other two were white pickup trucks. And one of them, I don't know what the other two were, I don't know why the other two high-speed chases were taking place, but one of them was in response to some idiot either shooting or throwing some fireworks into the middle of some at some cops. And next thing you know, there's this high-speed pursuit happening. Another one was a looter, and I don't know what the third one was, but I was watching the feeds all night last night, and just ridiculous. And I'm going to get to the issue of some of the responses that took place last night as a response to Trump's threat of military force. But as I was listening to talk radio today, I got some notes here. I kind of want to get some of them out of the way before we get into the protest thing. Remember, as I was listening to Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh earlier today, I was reminded of just a couple. It wasn't long ago, last year, I believe, in fact, when Dallas officials had announced that they would no longer be prosecuting certain crimes. For example, if you stole a widescreen TV, for example, as long as that TV was not more than $1,000, you wouldn't be prosecuted. All this does is gives people permission to steal. That's it. That's all this is about. That's all that does. But now we're being told again in various parts of the country that, well, we're not going to be prosecuting the looters. You know, this is law enforcement at its finest here. Not going to be prosecuting looters. Well, gee, that doesn't that just make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside? Talking to some people earlier today, some of my relatives, and I told them about what was going on, and they were, yeah, we've been following it, and I told them that I had heard a North Carolina mayor during a press conference make the statement, and this was as I was listening to talk radio today, the host played a clip of a North Carolina mayor literally saying that, and I didn't catch the name of the mayor or where in North Carolina this was. I actually tried looking it up, and I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find an article. I couldn't find a news clip. I couldn't find anything. Press conference, nothing. But the comment was, and I actually listened as she made the comment, that she was not going to send officers in to I actually made a note here. Let me find it here in just a second. She wasn't going to send officers in to protect the property of stores being looted and such things as this. Again, all this is giving criminals permission to, well, do what criminals do. I've got a clip going to play here shortly of a sheriff who made probably what I would consider, I see Hamstrap just popped in chat room. Howdy, brother. I got a clip I'm going to play a little bit later of a sheriff who made, I swear, one of the best statements that any sheriff could possibly make. And every sheriff across this country needs to adopt this attitude. But again, I want to get some of these notes out of the way as I was taking notes as I was getting chores and stuff done. Last night, a Philadelphia gun store owner, he was in his shop last night when four people broke in, entered the store. Upon seeing him, the first individual raised their weapon and the store owner shot and killed him. He fired again and he struck another one of the would-be looters. He is injured in the hospital. And the other two, we don't know what happened to them, but they quickly decided it was probably in their best interest to relocate to a much safer place. Don't blame them, considering one of their buddies went to the hospital gravely wounded and the other one dead. So, yeah, relocating to a safer place, probably not a bad idea. In Columbus, Ohio, several city council members and other city officials, who are white, by the way, and were bitching about police racism and how the police in Columbus are racist and blah, 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 blah. Well, they got pepper sprayed last night. And the cops clearly saw them. They didn't know that they were city council members, I'm sure. But they clearly saw them. They saw they were white. They were right up in the front. You couldn't miss them. But they got pepper sprayed. Well, to those city officials, I would ask, do you still think this is about racism, or do you think this has now become an issue of police trying to regain control of their city? I'm just saying. On Glenn Beck earlier today, I heard a really great short interview with, I can't remember the fella's name, but I'm going to look him up later when I have a chance. And you might want to go check him out on YouTube. His YouTube channel is Slightly Affected. Slightly Affected. That's his YouTube channel. It was a really great interview, and I'm going to go check this guy out later when I have more time to do it. Because once I stop work for the day, every moment from that point on up until now, whether it's 7 o'clock on Sunday or throughout the week up until 9 o'clock when I come here on Blog Talk Radio, everything up until about 20 minutes prior to going live is dedicated strictly to research. This way I get at least 3 hours of research every day. And when you do this, I mean, basically daily, the only days I don't do this is on Wednesday and Saturday. And even then, on those days, it's still I get a good 6 hours of research on Saturday, and I get about 4 to 5 hours research on Wednesday, which is really nice. But when you do this, research is an absolute must, and you just, you know. So I haven't had a chance to go check out his YouTube channel yet, but it was really a great interview on Glenn Beck today, and go check him out. And Hamestrap, if you get a chance to check him out, let me know what you think. You got my email, so it's not difficult for you to email me. Protests here in Georgia. Atlanta, contrary to popular belief, Atlanta is not the only city in Georgia protesting. Here's a clip, a news clip from Fox 5 in Atlanta. Hopefully it's going to play here. And as soon as I can get it to finish buffering. But
a city in Georgia seeing protests Saturday in Gainesville. Officials say demonstrators there remained calm throughout the day. Police say protesters did cause some damage after the sun went down, though. Said officers were ready, quickly responded to scenes before they got out of hand. In all, Gainesville police arrested more than a dozen people. And additional unrest playing out at some area malls. This the scene outside Sugarloaf Mills Mall in Gwinnett County. Dozens of people gathered there Saturday to protest. Police say it was mostly peaceful. However, they did arrest at least 4 people at the scene, and 2 police cars were damaged. Let's take a look inside Cumberland Mall yesterday. This is the scene. See a person on the ground surrounded by dozens of officers. Witnesses spotted at least 3 people being taken away from the mall in handcuffs.
Okay, so the Sugarloaf and the Cumberland Mall, those are in suburbs of Atlanta. So that would still be the Atlanta metro area. But in Gainesville, a dozen people arrested because they wanted to get act up last night. They got a very rude awakening because here in Georgia, they're not going to play the games like they did out there in L.A. and other areas. Because, like I said, all it took was one night of idiots getting out of line, and bam, the next night, National Guard was on the streets. So here in Georgia, they're not playing. Also in Athens, which is about 45 to 50-minute drive northwest of me, the home of Georgia Bulldogs, by the way, Athens University of Georgia, rather. Protests were peaceful. No incidents that I'm aware of. Columbia County, which is about 45 to 50 minutes drive southeast of me. Yes, I'm exactly halfway between Athens and Augusta here in Georgia. Their protests were peaceful. We haven't heard any of any instances there. So, and we haven't heard anything out of Savannah either, or Macon, or Columbus, Georgia. But that what that tells me is, for the most part, here in Georgia, protests are peaceful. In Charlotte, North Carolina, there was a city council member among several people who were arrested last night. And one man, I'm sorry, and that was due to the, you know, because of the protests. So supposedly they're still saying this is all because of the protests of the death of George Floyd. When you know that there is a curfew in effect, if you choose to stay after the curfew, you are considered to be, and I love the words, bad actor. It's kind of an odd word, choice of words, but that's the words that they use. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown has made a statement that she is sending 50 Oregon National Guard members and 100 state troopers to protect Portland. But here is what's interesting about this. She says, quote, they will not be on the front line making arrests or doing crowd control, talking about the National Guard. They will only be acting as support personnel behind the scenes, and the Guard members will not be armed. What the hell do you expect them to do? Hand out ice cream cones? You know what? If I were the commanders of the National Guard, I'd tell the governor to, well, piss off. I would not send my people in there unarmed, knowing that, and here's another interesting little tidbit, all across the country, gun stores are being raided. These people are arming themselves. These thugs are arming themselves. Okay, just coming out, 70 dead in Florida. Oh, this is for the coronavirus. 70 deaths in Florida. That sucks. But I would not, as a National Guard commander, I would not send my people in there with unarmed. I'd tell the governor to go piss in the wind. Not going to happen. You will not put my people in danger like that, knowing that all across the country, these people are breaking into gun stores and arming themselves. You can go pound sand. Five police officers were shot over the weekend. Four of them, let me find it here. Four of them were in... find it here and just as I could have swore I had it right here on this particular one. Four of them were in Minneapolis, and one was shot outside of a casino in Vegas, shot in the head and killed. This is, I'm sorry, St. Louis, Missouri, there is where four of the officers were shot. This all happened last night. St. Louis, Missouri, four officers shot, taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and a officer in Vegas, Las Vegas, was shot in the head last night. New York City mayor, you're going to love this one. How many of you know her? Know who Shira is? Shira is the daughter of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. That's right. And she was arrested last night. But what did the mayor have to say about all of this? In his own words, as soon as this finishes buffering.
Coronavirus.
Yeah. Don't want to hear about coronavirus tonight. He's proud of his daughter. if my daughter got arrested.
I love my daughter deeply. I honor her. She is such a good human being. She only wants to do good in the world. She wants to see a better and more peaceful world. She believes a lot of change is needed. I'm proud of her that she cares so much and she was willing to go out there and do something about it.
You know, if that were my daughter that went out there knowing that that there were, you know, thugs and whatever out there, and she got arrested, I certainly would not be proud of her. I would not be proud. I would be extremely pissed off and... Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, now, here is something that's interesting. If I said Army vet lawmaker, would you know who I'm talking about? If you guessed Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, you'd be correct. He says, and remember last night, night before, and the night before, I believe Friday I said it, Sunday night I said it, and last night I said it. I talked about posse comitatus. And I gave you the UCC code and all of that. I told you where to go and find it so you could look it up for yourself to verify what I'm telling you is true. That the National Guard and the U.S. Coast Guard are not bound by posse comitatus, and that they could be called up to quell the riots, and it would not be a violation of posse comitatus. Well, Senator Tom Cotton has taken it one step forward, and he says the Insurrection Act should be deployed, should be invoked, and active duty personnel should be deployed. He called on President Donald Trump on Monday to invoke the Insurrection Act, then deploy active duty combat units to, quote, show no quarter in putting down violence and looting in major cities, which he charged have been instigated by left-wing extremists, and they're now pointing the finger at Antifa, BLM, and we're not talking about Black Lives Matter. We're talking about the Black Liberation Movement. And the New Black Panther Movement. And other groups of this nature. And he says, state governors thus far have not asked for the help of active duty troops, but Cotton said a massive show of force by the 101st Airborne Division, the 10th Mountain Division, the 82nd Airborne Division, the 1st Cavalry Division, and the 3rd Infantry Division, quote, whatever it takes to restore order might be necessary. We always respect the rights of peaceful protesters, but we have zero tolerance for anarchy, looting, and rioting. And, you know, I absolutely agree with him. I do disagree on the anarchy part because obviously he doesn't know what real true anarchy is. I am a firm believer in true anarchy, but what these people are displaying, the type of anarchy that they are displaying, is something I am absolutely opposed to. And with that, I want to actually, because some of you may say, well, no, that he can't invoke the Insurrection Act because that would be a direct violation of posse comitatus, and you'd be wrong if you said that. Because here's what the Insurrection Act says. This is Section 2. Let me enlarge this just a little bit. Okay, there we go. Now I can actually see something. 9th Congress, Session 2, Chapter 37, 39, 40, 41, 1807. Statute 2, Chapter 39. This is Chapter 39. Statute 2, March 3rd, 1807. Land and naval forces to be employed for suppression insurrection. Here's what it says. An act authorizing the employment of the land and naval forces of the United States in case of insurrection, being enacted by the State and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled that in all cases of insurrection or obstruction to the laws, either of the United States or of any individual state or territory, where it is lawful for the President of the United States to call forth the militia for the purpose of suppressing such insurrection or of causing the laws to be duly executed, it shall be lawful for him to employ for the same purposes such part of the land or naval forces of the United States as such shall be judged necessary, having first observed all the prerequisites of the law in that respect, proved March 3rd, 1807. So Trump could invoke the Insurrection Act right now, and he would be justified because all prerequisites have been met. He has done everything up to this point that he is required to do. So, and I am one of those guys, I'm ex-military myself, and I'm not one of those guys that are easily swayed by the words of anyone in Congress. But right is right. And in a case like this, if I were Trump, I would not only put every single National Guardsman on the streets, I'd call up every single member of the National Guard, regardless of state. I would call up every single one of them, put them on the streets, and then I would invoke the Insurrection Act and have all active duty personnel on standby, ready to mobilize. And I would make it very clear. This ends now, or you face the consequences. And anyone who knows me knows I'm not a guy that just throws words out. If I tell you it's raining, you bet your ass it's raining out there. So, in my opinion, I don't know what the hell you're waiting on, dude. These five officers that were killed last night, the four in St. Louis, Missouri, and the one, or the four that were shot and injured last night in St. Louis, Missouri, and the officer that was shot in the head and killed last night in outside of a casino in Las Vegas, those were acts in direct response to Trump's threat of using military force. What this tells me is these people don't believe he will do it. Personally, I'm not so sure I believe he'd do it. I mean, after all, he said he was going to do a lot of things, and he ain't done a lot of things. The real main things I supported him for, he hasn't done. He has failed. So, you know, I'm just wondering how that's going to go. Okay. This one out of Reuters, whatever. Trump pushes military response as U.S. girds for more protests. Dozens of cities under curfew. The head of the U.S. National Guard said on Tuesday that 18,000 Guard members were assisting local law enforcement in 29 states. We've got a clip here. I'm going to pull this up, see if we get this to play. While it buffers out. People need to be made to understand that this is not a joke. This.
At least five police officers across the U.S. were injured by gunfire at demonstrations on Monday night as protests turn increasingly dangerous for both cops and civilians. The chief of the Las Vegas Police Department said last night officers confronted protesters outside a casino where one of his officers was shot in the head.
Officers were attempting to get some of the protesters in custody when a shot rang out and our officer went down. The officer was transported to University Medical Center in critical condition.
The police chief said a suspect was identified and taken into custody.
So there we have the news report. That's of the cop in Vegas that was shot in the head. this is continuing. It shows no sign of letting up, and this is, I find this very troubling. Okay, I got a clip here I'm going to play. Polk County, Florida. Sheriff Grady Judd, G-R-A-D-Y, Grady Judd, J-U-D-D, if you want to look him up. Grady Judd, Sheriff of Polk County. Here is his warning to the quote-unquote bad actor.
But we have received information in social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them, if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County, because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns. And they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns.
Now, did you hear that? I highly recommend that they blow you back out the door. Here in Wilkes County, we have a pro-gun sheriff, although he's a Democrat, which I find disturbing. He does believe in the Second Amendment. And I've been told by the deputies that, because I actually asked, would you guys, would Mark Moore, I actually know who my sheriff is, but I wanted to hear, and I thought I already knew the answer anyway. I just wanted to see what the deputies would say. And I asked them several years, a couple of years back, would Mark Moore follow orders to confiscate guns? And every single deputy said, what, are you crazy? Of course he wouldn't. Our sheriff is very, we're very pro, we're pro gun around here. And I was talking to people here earlier today. I took a break. Some folks were driving down the road, and you know, we're kind of neighborly out in these parts. And it's not unusual for people driving down the road. If you near the road, working your property, working your land, whatever, and you're near the road, it's not unusual for people to pull over and talk to you. I live on a dirt road, for crying out loud. And so I had some family stop and hollered at me, and we were chatting for a little bit. And I said, what do you think the word that we're getting of these rioters and looters and all, you know, what do you think about the social media conversation that some of these people are having about going out into the, you know, getting into the suburbs and possibly moving, you know, out into rural areas where people live a little bit further apart, like out here? I can run around naked in my front yard and ain't nobody going to know about it. That's how, you know, that's how far apart people live out here. And everybody's already told me they're now, people around here generally do not carry their weapons around the property unless they're going out in the woods or whatever and such as that. But people around here are now, they're pulling their weapons out, and they're putting them on their hip, and they're carrying them. And everybody around here I've talked to has already made it very clear they don't want to show up out here getting stupid. They do not want to do it. It'd be a bad day in Wilkes County if they did. Because out here where I live, we dial 911. If you see them in under an hour, you got lucky. So I don't know, you know, I'm sitting halfway between Augusta and Athens. so far, those protests in Augusta and Athens have been peaceful, but if they turn like Atlanta and Gainesville, I might start getting a little concerned. Atlanta's only 2 hours away from me, by the way. So I'm just, you know, this is getting crazy. We, you know, and that's why I say I'm generally not the kind of guy that would that's easily swayed by the words of anyone in Congress, but Congressman Tom Cotton of Alabama, I agree. Personally, I think the entire National Guard should have been called up a long time ago. Every National Guardsman should be now mobilized on the streets across this country, as much as I hate to say this. I really hate to say it. But as long as these people continue to riot and loot and light cars on fire and burn buildings down and kill cops and all this other kind of craziness, what they don't understand, they're talking about, well, those cops that were shot last night and blah, 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 that was in direct response to Trump's threats to draw the military down on people. Okay, what were the reason for shooting and killing those cops in Dallas last year? Was that Trump's fault? Well, what was the purpose for that? This kind of behavior cannot be tolerated. Period. And if you're going to act like a bunch of animals, don't be surprised when the zookeeper gets called out to take care of you, to deal with you. And this is the exact kind of behavior that has got the response from Trump about drawing the military on people. You act like this, you do all this crazy, stupid stuff for 5 and 6 days, and then when Trump says, look, you either stop this, or I'm going to do this, and what do? You kick it up a notch. These incidents right here, the shooting of the four officers in St. Louis, Missouri, and the killing of that officer out there in Vegas, the beating down of that female officer. I don't know where that was. I don't recall where that happened. And all of this other stuff. Trump, what the hell are you waiting on, dude? Are you waiting on a gold engraved invitation? Because right now, I would support a full military mobilization to quell this. And I want you to think about something, folks. What we are seeing right now, go back and think about the uprising that took place several years back in Ukraine. The uprising in, what was it, Tanzania? And how many other instances can we name off that fall along the same line of what we saw in Egypt during the Arab Spring for the ousting of Hosni Mubarak? What we're seeing right now here in the United States is exactly how that got started. We are right now on the same path here in the United States that the people of Egypt found themselves on. During the Arab Spring. The difference is, our military is better equipped, better trained, and far more lethal than Egypt's military. And if Trump decides to invoke the Insurrection Act, those troops won't be coming in with tear gas and rubber bullets. That's something you need to keep in mind. Because if the Insurrection Act is invoked and it is used in its full force, people are going to die. And if that happens, we will find ourselves caught up in the middle of, I don't think we could call it a civil war. Call it a revolution. Civil wars and revolutions are not started like this. It could develop into something like a civil war or a revolution right out, you know, a little later on, depending on how long it lasts. But the beginnings of it would not be a revolution or a civil war. It would be a military operation. Kind of like what we saw happening in Afghanistan and Iran or Iraq over the past 18 years, almost 19 years now. Is that what we want? It's not what I want, but that's where we're headed. Because if it comes to that, these people will be considered insurgents. And let's not forget, during the Obama administration, how many different laws did they pass? Which essentially declared the American people as enemy combatants. The NDAA. The National Resource Preparedness Act, the National Defense Act, the National Defense Preparedness Act, the 21 flyers that the FBI put out describing potential terrorists. There's not a one of you out there who would not find yourself on each one of those lists. 21 lists. And every single American out there could find at least one thing on each of those lists that would make them a potential domestic terrorist. Folks, this is not good. This is not where we want to go. And I'm here to tell you, if it starts down that road, not only will you be faced with the military, but you'd also have to go up against people like me. The difference is, I don't wear a uniform like that anymore. People like me, we don't wear the military uniform anymore because we're no longer in the military. And you people out there that are doing all of this, that are causing all of this problem, if this happens, if it goes down that path, not only will you find yourself face off with the military, but you will find yourself facing people like me. The good people of this country won't have anything to worry about because they'll be smart enough to stay home. But the rest of you characters, like I said, I've talked to people out here that live on my road. And they've made it very clear. Y'all don't want to come out here getting stupid. And we got places like this all across this country. And the people who live on these kind of roads, these back roads, these dirt roads that zigzag through the mountains. We're not the kind of people that take lightly to stupid. We tend to deal with stupid in our own way because we know 911 is too far away for us. My little town, we don't have a post office. We have to get our mail from the next county over. My little town, we ain't got no police department, no sheriff's department, no nothing. We are on our own out here. You can't even find my little town on a map. That's how tiny my little town is. We don't call 911. And there are little towns like this all across this country. And the unique thing is it doesn't matter what state you go to, the people that live in little towns like this all have the same attitude. We may use a different accent. Some of our verbiage may be different. Some of our phraseology may vary. But the ideas and the beliefs are all the same. They don't change. And there are thousands and thousands of little towns like this, little communities like this, all across the country. This is not looking good. Not looking good at all. All right. We will not be here tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. But Wednesday, Spreaker.com. Channel is Ideas of Bulletproof Radio. Beginning at 7 p.m. 7 to 9. 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday night instrumentals with art. Playing music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. 90s, and yes, even today, karaoke style. Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, RZ's Tunes, playing music from his personal collection. Spend a night with Smokey every Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as Smokey plays for you a selection of his favorite music. Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, RZ's Free Speech Zone, giving you his take on issues and matters of importance. Tuesday night, Suzette from Suzette Live Talk, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And, of course, Sunday, American Renegade with me, your not-so-humble, arrogant host, beginning at 7 p.m. for 3 hours of no bullshit, hard-hitting, coming at you from all angles. 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. All of this, Spreaker.com. The channel's Ideas of Bulletproof Radio. Check them out. Something there for everyone. Again, we'll not be here tomorrow night. We will be doing Spreaker music. Spreaker.com. The channel Ideas of Bulletproof Radio. Beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Pacific. We will be back here Thursday doing this all again. And maybe we'll have something different to talk about other than a bunch of people wanting to be stupid. With that, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Remember, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter how hard they work to intimidate you, don't ever be afraid to stand up, speak out, and let your voice be heard. I'm Art Underground for American Renegade. Be safe out there.
You're gonna make it, you're free.